This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Free Solo is a documentary that actually won the Oscar for Best Documentary this year. Came out in October of last year to be eligible for the 2018 Oscars. Stars Alex Honnold as a free climbing sensation. I think it's a documentary, so it captures his quest to be the first human to free climb the El Capitan face of Yosemite, the 3,000-foot rock face of Yosemite National Park. And what free climbing means is that he's climbing without a rope, without being harnessed in. So it's essentially a very talented person on a death wish, and the documentary is the best documentary of the year because it leads you right up to the point where you think it's going to be perhaps Grizzly Man, where the Werner Herzog film that involved a man being eaten by grizzly bears. In this case, spoiler alert, he survives the climb, and what you're left with is just an edge of your seat thriller where you just can't believe he's going to climb this thing without any ropes or buckles. And so it's a testament to the possibility of the human spirit. It elevates you as a viewer into a place where you are imagining all of the things you imagined potentially as a child, like things like wanting to go out into outer space, wanting to go to Mars, things that just don't seem possible in the adult world among people who are still living. It touches briefly on, because he has a relationship with a girlfriend in the film, the tension on essentially like a version of how to support a partner if their dreams are not consistent with yours, including if those dreams might be things that take them off the realm of the living. Just a remarkable documentation of the journey of this young man to climb Yosemite. It seems unbelievably impossible to do, and remarkable filming by the documentary crew here. Just unbelievable work. They're incredible climbers themselves, and for them to get up and climb alongside him and be able to film his free climbing, and also talk about the process of whether they felt comfortable filming him, because it might lead to him doing something differently, which could lead to his death. So the whole process of just thinking intentionally about filming and about being filmed and about doing something that could cause your death, which, as those of us who are mortal on this planet, all potentially have the possibility of dying one day, have to deal with it in a different way than you would if you were climbing Yosemite without ropes tomorrow. But it does turn into spectacular compulsory viewing. It's a matter of life and death, and it's done beautifully and under the guided hands of really talented documentary filmmakers who lead you to the point and let you sort of experience it as if you're there viewing it yourselves. Really incredible piece of work. It's one of the best films of the year, if not the very best.